Unit 4.
Femina in terra jacet.
The rider lies still.
Monachus in terra jacet. Equus ab umbris territus evia in silvam effugit. Vento enim folia et rami crepitant, et equus umbrarum ramorumque timidus nunc per silvas ad monasterium festinat. Immotus in terra jacet monachus. Palus ad monachum currit. Figura tamen non monachi, sed feminae est. Palus feminam spectat. Cuculus feminae est scissus. Palus feminam tunica protegit.
Ubi sum?
The girl comes round.
Paulus neque videre neque audire equum feminae potest. Equus e silvis ad monasterium festinat. Femina diu jacet immota. Paulus est anxius, et mulus trepidus.
Te miseram!
Clamat Paulus. Femina oculos apparit, et Paulum spectat.
Vis ne aquam bibere?
Non, ita. Tibi gratias. Equus ne adest?
Non, ita. Ramos umbrasque timet. Et tu, vales ne?
Valeo. Oh, malumst!
Lente, quis es?
Living Latin, Unit 4.
Number 1. St. Luke.
No one can be a slave to two masters.
Nemo servus potest duobus dominis servire.
Number 2. St. Luke again.
Whom do we value more, the one who sits for dinner or the one who serves?
Quis maior est, qui recumbit an qui ministrat?
Number 3. Einhard mentions the English scholar Alcuin in his biography Charlemagne.
He, Charlemagne, employed Alcuin as a teacher, a fellow from Britain of Saxon blood, in every respect a most learned man.
Alcuinum de Britannia Saxonici generis hominem, virum undecumque doctissimum, praeceptorem habuit.
Number 4. Alcuin wrote many poems, including this expression of sadness at the departure of a friend. Mourn the little cuckoo who liked to sing to us. What unspeakable moment snatched you from your friends? Little cuckoo, where did I leave you? What a wretched day that was for us.
Heu, cuculus nobis fuerat cantari suetus, quae te nunc rapuit ora nefanda tuis. Heu, cuculus, cuculus, quate regione reliqui, in felix nobis illa dies fuerat.
Number 5. The Bayeux Tapestry celebrated the Norman conquest of England in 1066.
Here King Harold was slain, and the English turned and fled.
Hic Harold Rex interfectus est, et fugar ferterunt Angli.
Number 6. Many anonymous verses have survived from the Middle Ages, such as this.
Bright star of maidens, everything's flower and ornament. You are like a spring rose, lovelier than a lily.
Sidus clarum puellarum, flosse decus omnium, rosa feris, quae fideris, clario quam lilium.